Alright, thank you everybody. Welcome to the second episode of the Millennial Minute Red Pill Network podcast. My name is Guy D. I am your host, and today I would just like to discuss things kind of like a young person's perspective on great inflation, Meninism, and the way that we've all believed that college is supposed to work. Alright, well, I guess the best place to start off is probably the whole deal with grades. Now, the way I see grades is you either do all of the standard requirements and nothing more, and you will get a 100%. Or you get the standard requirements and you get a C, which is average, and going above and beyond gives you 100%. Now, the problem with that is teachers have decided to not decide on one thing. Some will do the above and beyond, and some will do the minimal effort. And the problem with that is things are so goddamn competitive today that it doesn't matter what the teacher decides. You have to get 100% in everything to be considered even worth it to most colleges. And unless you have basically a near perfect GPA, then fucking forget going out of state. It's ridiculous. Things have gotten so competitive, so many people are trying to go to the same college that they've made it nearly impossible for anyone who isn't a 700 community service hour Eagle Scout mastermind to go anywhere they want to without it being outrageously expensive. Now, the whole time that this is all going on, teachers and, I don't know, I guess the media adults, they were used to something that was much more accepting, and it was a lot easier to get into college. So basically, they're saying, we aren't going to have a very great future unless we go to a great school. They make us think if we go in-state or we don't go to some Ivy League school, we're going to be a total fucking failure. And now the fucked up thing about that is, it doesn't matter where you go to school that much. I mean, of course, if you're trying to go to MIT and be a fucking genius, then yes, you might want to go there instead of an in-state school. But if you're just trying to get a job or go into engineering or not be some, I don't know, professional or expert on whatever your topic you're going into, you don't need to go to some super hyped up school. And they've put all these ridiculous expectations in our head, and they made us think that we're going to be failures unless we meet these expectations. Most adults would not believe the amount of stress that high school students go through, because we are so we're so upset that if we don't get perfect grades, if we don't do all of this work, that we're going to be total and utter failures. And this whole time that we don't realize that it's going to be fine no matter what. Going to a community college is, it doesn't matter. Going to college is going to college. And nowadays, if you don't go to college, no one's going to want you for a job that's more than, I don't know, something small that doesn't make a ton more than minimum. All right, now we're going to take a break from the whole little school shit fest and get into something else that really bothers me. The whole thing about religion being a part of the state. Now, I am so sick and tired of people saying, oh yeah, church and state should be separate, when it's not. Okay, you shouldn't care what a presidential candidate is, what their religious views are, if church and state are separate. Don't say that they're separate when they clearly aren't. People getting all pissed off that Mitt Romney was a Mormon, when it doesn't matter if he's a Mormon, so just get over it. Oh, is Obama Muslim? I don't know. Who cares? Get over it. If you're a shitty leader, then you're a shitty leader. It shouldn't have to do with religion. And that kind of brings me to my next point, abortion and God. Now, I'm not a woman. I've never had an abortion. I don't know anyone who's had an abortion. So I can't really say if I'm pro-choice or pro-life. I don't like it when people who haven't gone through that kind of experience preach about it. I mean, personally, if I was in that kind of situation where I had was a part of a decision where between an abortion or not an abortion, I would probably give the child up for an adoption if it came down to something like that. But I mean, I've never been in that situation. I can't say what I would do, and I don't think other people should say it's wrong for those people to decide, because they haven't been in their footsteps. And then they bring God into it, and that's the fucked up part, because people who bring God into it say that all lives matter. Then when they get to parts like Mike Brown and, Eric Garner or Tamir Rice and people like that, they think, oh, they deserve to die. Why do they deserve to die? Because they're thugs or they have toy guns or whatever? I mean, that That has nothing to do with it. You have to treat everybody equally, or you don't treat them equally at all. Practice what you preach, motherfucker. And again, I guess this just brings me to my next point, which is Meninism. Now, I don't know if you are familiar with the Meninist Twitter account, but I am, and I fucking love it. It's funny, and almost all of it is sarcasm, and I love it when people get so angry at it. I mean, you have all these girls, and I guess not girls, but all these people who think they know what feminism is, just bashing all, I don't know, people who have a penis, I guess, and they don't understand that there's a difference between equal rights for everybody and saying that women should be better. There shouldn't be something called feminism or Meninism. I mean, Meninism is obviously just a vernacular term for it, but it's not serious. It's a joke. You shouldn't particularly be cited for one cause, like women's rights. You should be doing it for everybody. And I mean, for what most feminists think, who have an idea of what they're fucking talking about, they typically mean, you know, equal rights for everybody. So don't call it feminism, just don't be an asshole. How about you just treat everybody with respect and not label it? Okay, now that the angry rant is over, we're gonna go into some more casual talk with the Cream Speak gang.
Jimmy Kimmel.
That one actually wasn't that funny.
Bailando.
Oh, it wasn't? Oh.
No, oh, wait, yeah, Jimmy Kimmel was like funny. Super fucking stiff. Like, the part with Tyler was good, but Jimmy Kimmel thought he was too cool to be there, and it was really annoying.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Bailando.
I want to trade sex for memes, but I would like more memes and less sex. Can we do
Bailando.
That?
Solo.
Wait, guy, can I do a review of, can I do reviews of new albums, new rap albums?
Do it right now, I'm recording. Do it right now.
Okay, okay. So, I'm going to do a review of, J. Cole's 2014 Forest Hills Drive.
All right.
Like, it was pretty good, but, like, I feel like...
you don't have anything!
I feel like if J. Cole spent more time, like, making music and not playing League of Legends, like, he can make more stuff like that.
Logan Benke.
Oh, yeah, I feel like he probably would have, I don't know, he probably would have focused more on the lyrics instead of just League of Legends, you know?
Yeah.
Hit me up if you want to buy Girl Scout cookies. Mine are better than Miss Malevich.
Can I have a, do they have boxes bigger than the, like, do they have, like those moving size boxes full of cookies?
Uh-huh.
How much do those cost?
Oh, like 40 bucks.
Like 40 bucks?
Yeah.
What happened to your mouth?
I'm eating a cement.
Ah, you're eating a syndrint. Can I have a 40-pack of syringents, please?
That'll be a little extra.
That's okay, I don't really mind.
Bye, Lando!
Does that mean, Brandon?
Dancing.
Bye, Lando. Bye, Lando.
Profe Pee-Pee.
Why did you make your name Don Quixote?
Donkey, I don't know, it sounded stupid.
Doesn't that mean, like, respectful or something?
I don't fucking know.
I think that's what it meant, respectful. And, like, you're the most disrespectful little shit I know.
El Presidente.
No, I'm Don Quixote. Shut the fuck up, Brandon. Take my milk, I take your lives.
Wait, if I take your milk, you'll take my wives?
Wait.
Clams.
You do know thievery is, like, illegal, and you can't take what's not legally yours, and are my wives, and they are mine.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah?
What about my rhubarb?
May the fleas from your cow inflame your... I'm eating another...
Nobody likes broccoli.
Everybody hates like right broccoli.
Sorry, I'm eating a cookie.
You know what? I find funny how parents, like, they're really judgy about the things that we do, even though they did a lot of the same shit. Like, I know this person whose grandfather's prescribed weed, and then, like, they're really judgy about it.
Mm-hmm.
That you guys really carried that conversation well.
Well, you know, one time I smoked a doobie and my parents died. So don't do it.
Your parents died?
Yeah.
Did they have any last words?
No.
Actually, no. <yes. laughs> There was nothing. They never said anything over and for their died. Entire lives.
They were making sandwiches and then they just died. Because they were allergic to doobies.
Doobus cannabis. Cannabis burus. Hannibal cannabis.
Cannibal cannabis.
I don't know, the Eric Andre show, I think the episode was really good.
Fuck Ray one. Allen, I'ma kill that nigga.
Brandon, you don't... Alright. The, they brought out those doubles again, you know?
Oh, God, no.
But, like, they had a poly... Like, the doubles were so bad. Like, they weren't... They didn't look... Like, the Hannibal Buress one had, like, this cosmetic, like, bald cap that, like, hung way below, like, the back of his head. The Pauly D guy didn't look anything like Pauly D. And the Eric Andre, like, one time Eric Andre, like, he stood up and he took off his pants, but he, like, tucked his balls and dick back. And, like, the stunt double was like, no, I'm not gonna do that. And they just zoomed in on his face and the skit was over.
Hey, I want to watch it, except I'll find it.
It was I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Bailando.
Right now, I swear to God. Airline food, what's up with that?
What the fuck is up with airline food?
What was that?
So airline food, I mean, it's okay, but it tastes like shit.
I just like the microwave cordon bleu, dude.
Well, I prefer train.
Cordon bleu hobby kit.
Oh. I only buy cheese and crackers on my flights.
You pay for those? What kind of cheese is it?
No. They have the Gouda. They got that one cheese that smells weird and it spreads.
I only get Dr. Pepper.
Is it Brie? Is it
yeah,
Brie?
Yeah, that one.
I like Brie. Brie is a really good cheese.
Brie Bergman.
That's why it's white on the outside because of the cocaine.
Hey now. Okay, let's guess that rapper. Who is that I just sang?
Schoolboy Q.
Ray William Johnson.
That was correct. It's Ray William Johnson with Doing Your Mom. You know?
I can't believe I got that right.
Hey,
do you know what you win?
What? What do I win?
You win a new haircut, you piece of shit. I can't believe the barber gave you a half inch left instead of a half inch off.
Yeah, you skinhead.
Yeah, do you hate people who aren't white?
White power.
You're Mexican, white. Brandon, I don't understand.
Brandon, I'm gonna buy you an SS armband. So you can wear it around school. You and Carter.
And Rolf.
And Rolf.
Rolf.
Wait, ask Rolf. Ask Rolf, Mr. Rolf. If you can, like, borrow an Iron Cross or something.
He probably... Okay, this is getting bad. We can't go into this.
He opens up his little closet in his classroom and he has his SS.
Do you want to hear my impression of white people?
Yes.
I'll use my credit card.
Only white people have credit cards.
That's from South Park. We can't use that.
We can't?
No.
Why? All right, everybody. Thank you very much for tuning in. That was the second episode of the Millennial Minute Red Pill Network podcast. I will see you in about a week or two, depending on how strenuous school is. Bye-bye.